Hello, today is Friday, October the 13th. Woo!
Lucky Friday the 13th.
Ah, I
Fabulous
see.
Fabulous Friday the 13th.
I didn't know it was so lucky. I always thought it was like a superstitious thing.
It's a great thing.
Anyways, you are listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Jeffrey Guy.
Who likes Friday the 13th.
I think you're one of the only ones. So, before we get into our market report, we wanted to talk about our bonus, which is still on. We're so happy that we can still be able to offer our $10 bonus for corn into the elevator here at Northcore Grains.
And in saying that, we also want to congratulate everybody who's taken advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Like last week, both existing and new customers. So that $10 bonus right now, corn closed today at $2.19 per ton. Plus $10 equals $229 per ton.
That's awesome.
Very good price. And that bonus will be in effect at least until next Friday.
So also before we get into the markets, our hours this weekend, we will be open all day tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, it's looking like it might rain. So if it rains, we'll be closed. If it doesn't rain, we'll be open. As well as next week, we're going to start looking at our hours, and obviously if the combines are rolling, we will be open. But if you have any questions about our daily hours, just give us a call. I think there was a USDA report on Tuesday, eh, Jeff?
Yes, but before the USDA report on Tuesday, the markets boomed on Monday. And that boom came from the announcement by what company was it? Pfizer, that they had a potential vaccination program for the coronavirus. So that made all the stock markets, all the outside, oil jumped up the most it had in a long time. Mm-hmm. Everything jumped, including our markets.
That was so conveniently announced after the election results, eh?
Sound like a Trump conspiracy theory person. So anyhow, so the markets jumped Monday, USDA report Tuesday. It was a bullish report, very supportive of corn and soybeans. They decreased yields for both those commodities more than what the market was thinking it was, the market was looking for. And they left the soybean export numbers good, but they did increase the export numbers for corn. And so the market rallied on Tuesday with the USDA report. But Wednesday, Thursday, a little more of a pullback days. Somewhat disappointing, really. They were pullback days. And today we did have a small rally. So let's summarize what happened for the week. The corn market, the spot corn market was basically unchanged. Next year was up a dollar, nothing. Soybeans, another week where they come up. They closed today at $5.28. That was up $8 for the week. And next year closed up $7 at $4.74. The wheat market was down for the week. Spring wheat was down $3. And the winter wheats were down about $7, both this year and next year.
So I saw online, on Twitter, I think, that China is going to be looking to renegotiate this trade deal now that Biden has got in. What do you think about that, Jeff?
Of course. You see it on Twitter. Somebody must be right connected with their premier over there, and it's gospel. Anyhow, that's the big, you know, I have one of the notes I have down here. What's going to drive the markets going forward? If there is a renegotiation of the Phase 1 trade agreement. Remember, the Phase 1 trade agreement was a two-year agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're only two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through the first year, you know, what will they do going forward? How will they, if they renegotiate, will they even meet the targets on it? What's going to be the Chinese demand going forward? How will the current pandemic affect things? You know, like it's, that's one of the things when the market was down the other day, they said, oh, the pandemic's getting worse in the States and through lots of European countries. And, you know, we just talked about renegotiating the Phase 1, the political stuff, because we've already talked a little bit at the U.S. election, potential change of the president. So there's lots of unknowns. Unknowns bring volatility in the markets.
Mm-hmm.
The managed money in the markets right now, which is outside investors, is near a record high, if not a record high, in corn and soybeans and wheat. And the more money they bring into the market, that brings more potential volatility also. They help to bring prices up, but when they decide to liquidate their positions, get out, the market's going to go down fast. So we're really, this week, we're just looking at lots of unknowns going forward.
So if there's going to be, or if there's a lot of volatility in the marketplace, then I'm thinking, like, for next year's crop, would it be a good idea to maybe secure some of those good prices, especially on the soybeans for the 2021 crop?
I'm a firm believer of that. I love it when farmers are phoning in and booking some of next year's crop, 20, 30, 35% of their acreage booking the crop for. I think it's, you know, at 474, 475, if that's the lowest you sell for, you've had a great year. So reward the marketplplace.
Yeah.
The price is there. Reward it. Even corn, you know, hit 210 earlier today, I think. So that's a great numbers to start with. And, you know, one of the things we haven't even, well, I guess I had a note here about, will ethanol demand bounce back? But again, that's part of the pandemic, you know, and lack
of those unknown factors.
Lack of economic activity. So, so there's lots of volatility, lots of things that can change the markets. You know, we're the yields here. A lot of people are done combining now, or getting close to being done. Yields maybe weren't the best, but prices are good. Cash it in. Get something booked for next year. Give us a call anytime to talk about it. I think that's where I sit on the market right now anyways, Dolores.
Sounds good, Jeff. I guess the only last thing I wanted to mention in today's podcast is our Movember campaign. We've been seeing some great stashes come through the office all week. And just a reminder that we do have a link out on our social media pages and on our website where you can donate to the Movember cause. And thank you to everyone that has donated so far. It means so much to us. And yeah, I hope everyone has a great weekend. Or do you have anything else?
Well, I think on that Movember, and we should bring out that there's a couple people here at the elevator that have, or the workforce that said if $300 more was raised, they were going, was it $300 or $500?
The deal is $300 for the entire beard to come off. And these two guys have not shaved their beards in decades. And $500 for them to shave their beard and head. So
we'll be keeping a look on the website for the money raised. And anybody that will donate to that, most appreciated.
Awesome. Well, that's it for us this week. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Bye for now.